I think, you know, I put myself in a lot better position than I was last year. You know, I obviously went out and showed people that, you know, I have the ability to play, you know, at this level. I think, you know, I made improvements from where I was last year, and that's what I've been continuing to try and tell everybody and really harped on throughout the course of throughout the offseason, throughout training camp and first couple weeks of the season, was just continue to get better, show progress. I think that was the thing that showed up on Sunday.
Were you surprised that you went back to Josh, given that you won the game Sunday?
You know, you can look at it in a couple of ways. You can also look at the way that, you know, Josh was our starter. Josh got hurt, and it's the job of the backup to come in and fill that bridge till the starter gets back. So, you know, there's a couple ways to look at it, really. And, you know, that's the way that I'm kind of looking at it right now is, you know, I did my job as far as, you know, bridging the gap in between while Josh was out.
Is the hardest part not knowing how long it might be until you get back on the field?
No, I think it's part of it. No, you never know what could happen. It's a crazy season. It's a crazy league. So I'll be ready when that time comes, if it does.
You seem pretty disappointed. How are you? Doing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all right going through the day. We just got done lifting, went to practice and everything. It's a little bit different, obviously, you know, not getting all the reps and everything, but it's part of it. You know, it's obviously, I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, I love the decision, but, you know, I respect Coach Pett, and, you know, that's the guy that makes you know, makes the calls for this team, and I'm going to, you know, be a team player and do what I need to do from here on out and be ready if my number's called on Sunday, if it's called the next one, if it's called 6, 7, 8 weeks, whatever the case may be. So, you know, I felt like I went out and did some good things, but, you know, like I said, I bridged the gap whenever I got my chance to go out there this week, and that's what we needed. Our team needed a win, and I was the next guy up. We got the win.
Your one game got everyone excited, the 2 home run balls. What percentage of your total game have we seen?
You know, I think I missed some things the other day, so, you know, I still want to go into a game situation like that and make all those throws. You know, I don't want to be sitting here today and say that, you know, I missed some opportunities, but, you know, I still think, you know, there's obviously a lot of room for me to progress just as my game in general.
You feel like this organization still expects you to be the starter one day, the long-term starter?
For everything that, you know, I've heard, I've been told by whether our GM, our owner, you know, everything that I've heard, you know, that's still the case, so. You know, that'd probably be better suited for those guys, but as far as I know, yes.
In terms of what kind of a step, a full game, plus a win, plus a decent stats and so forth, the whole 9 yards of the other day, how much of a quantum leap, if it's anywhere close to that, was that in your career?
Yeah, I mean, it was a better start for my second year, obviously, and I think that's, you know, that's what it was. You know, better in progress from where I was in the 2 times I got to go out on the field last year, which was huge.
Johnny, last week you said how good it felt to be the guy all week. They come up to you in meetings or what have you. Will you perform going forward? Do you perform better when you are the guy? I mean, do you need that, knowing that going into a game that this is my team and I'm starting and nothing else is going on?
Well, in my situation, I think, you know, there's going to be times where something like the Jets could happen, and I don't want to say, you know, oh, I didn't get the week of practice. That's no excuse. You know, I need to be ready to go into a game like the New York week and try to come out and get a win like we did last week. That needs to be the bottom line. There can be no, you know, I have to have a full week of practice, have to have this. You know, when my number's called, whenever that could be, you know, I need to be ready to go and make the plays that are needed.
John, even though this, you're not going to get a chance to keep the momentum going as a starter this coming Sunday, do you think that this past game can be a stepping stone for you to improvement, to greater things?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it, you know, showed that, you know, I can make some of those throws and, you know, still continuing to grow as a player. So I think that definitely showed on Sunday.